It has been 35 years since the first woman reporter was allowed into a professional sports team locker room. And since then, women coaches, reporters, and students studying the field have proven their worth within the industry. University of Delaware head softball coach Jennifer Steele knows firsthand the reality of being a woman in a man's world.
It's hard to quantify it, but it is a profession where you are in the minority, and there are just challenges.
Steele helped engineer an impressive turnaround for the Blue Hens since starting as head coach back in 2018. But winning games has not been the only obstacle Steele has had to face.
A lot of times for male coaches, it's they're confident and they're sure and they're just competitive. And for a female coach, it's too aggressive, it's rude. Mm-hmm. And so that has been the challenge, is to get the female athletes comfortable with following women, because most of them have not had that.
Women in sports, like Steele, are often the subject of greater scrutiny simply because of their gender.
It was just so critical that you didn't trip up, that you didn't get any sort of mistake, because it was just magnified because you're a woman.
That's Melissa Stark, sideline reporter for the National Football League and host of NFL 360. Stark began her career in the biggest male-dominated sport, football, but she didn't shy away from her dreams of becoming a sports reporter. Rather, it motivated her.
Players would challenge you and challenge your knowledge, but as long as you had your information right and knew what you were talking about, then you earned respect. But you had to earn respect in a different way, I think, than men.
From the sidelines to the classroom, change is also happening in the sports management major. Head of the program at UD, Matthew Robinson, is well aware of the gender shift.
So in 1994, I would look at a class and it'd probably be 80-20, male to female. And I think over those 30 years, you've seen it, gradually increase. But I'd like to think in the last couple of years, it has significantly increased of that interest on females getting involved in the academic major.
While for some sports management majors, it may have been intimidating interning for the Blue Hen football team, junior Melanie Guido took the opportunity to understand more about what it means to be a woman in sports.
I think when I'm surrounded by a male-dominated industry, it makes me ultimately more competitive, and I find it as a challenge, and I find it also as an opportunity.
Melanie hopes to join the ranks of Jennifer Steele, Melissa Stark, and the other women making headway in the changing field of sports and sports management. For University of Delaware News, I'm Caitlin Lucci.